From New York, the F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon starring Alice Faye and Bill Harris. As you know, Phil Harris recently came east with a Jack Benny show, bringing Alice and the two children with him. Yesterday, they arrived in New York from Chicago. As we join them now, the children have gone to the park with some friends, and we find Phil and Alice in their suite at the Hotel New Yorker.
Phil, will you please hurry up and get unpacked? There are so many things I want to see in New York.
What do you mean?
Well, after all, this is my hometown. I have a lot of good friends here.
What friends?
Oh, well, you needn't talk like that. I know plenty of people. My family was in business in New York for years.
Some business. I'll never forget the first time I saw your brother. He was coming down Pitkin Avenue with six hats on his head yelling, I can't close! I can't close!
Well, Harris, that's not true.
What do you mean? I saw him yesterday and he's still wearing one of the hats.
Oh, stop it and get your bags unpacked.
All right, so I'll get my bags unpacked. Okay. I'm happy to be in New York, too, you know. Now, wait a minute. I'll empty this suitcase right here first.
Phil, did you have to bring that much Fitch shampoo?
Well, I gotta have something to show. After all, you brought seven trunks full of money.
Try to be funny. After all, being here like this is quite a sentimental occasion for us.
It is?
Yes. You know, last Sunday was our wedding anniversary, and it was right here in this hotel that we spent our honeymoon 6 years ago.
Oh, gee. Gee whiz, honey. You know, you're right. You know something? I even think this is the same suite we had then.
You do?
Yeah. There's the fireplace we sat in front of.
That's right, and over there are the same beds we had.
Yeah. You slept in one and your mother slept in the other. Gee, I was really cramped in that dresser drawer.
You know, Phil, now that we're in New York again, don't you think it would be romantic if we sort of had a second honeymoon?
Yeah. Yeah, it might be kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. Phil, come over here and sit with me on the sofa.
Okay, baby.
You know, honey, we kid each other a lot, but really, I think you're pretty wonderful. You're so understanding and sweet and charming. And you're, well, you're... Oh, there's the door.
Yeah, and if I remember our first honeymoon, that's the bellboy with ice water.
All right, I'll get it.
Hiya, Miss Faye. It is I, Julius Abruzio.
Oh, no. Julius, what in the world are you doing in New York? The last time I saw you, you were delivering groceries in California.
Well, it's a long story, Miss Faye. It all started with me entering a contest back home.
A contest?
Yeah. I like red hot dog food because...
Oh, I see. You won the contest, and they gave you a free trip to New York, huh?
No, Miss Faye, I lost the contest. My mother brought me here to see a specialist.
Specialist?
Yeah. He thinks he can cure me from eating red hot dog food.
Julius, do you mean...
Hey, honey, who's that at the door?
Oh, come here, Phil. It's an old friend of ours.
Hi, Miss Harris.
Well, if it ain't Julius Abruzio, the Henry Morgan of Encino, California.
Yes, Phil, he's here in New York with his mother.
Well, that's a big surprise to me.
That I'm in New York?
No, that you have a mother.
You know, Mr. Harris, we was in Chicago 2 days months ago. We seen the theater where you and your band was playing last week.
Oh, yeah, the Chicago Theater.
That's right. When we went past, the decontamination squad was just going in.
Now, cut that out. My music ain't that bad.
Then why do you leave your band with an air wick?
Now, look, Julius, I've had enough trouble with you in Hollywood. Why do you have to bother me in New York?
I didn't come to see you. I came up to see Miss Fay.
Well, have you seen Miss Fay?
Yeah.
All right, then, beat him.
Ah, relax, Rube. You're in a big city now.
I said beat him. Now, you hear me?
Julius, I think you better go now.
Okay, Miss Fay. Farewell, soulmate.
Goodbye.
Why did that kid have to come to New York? And anyway, why do you have to be so nice to the little punk?
Oh, relax, Rube. You're in the big city now.
Just go ahead. Just juice that up. Just make sport of me. I think you're smart. You're just trying to spoil our second honeymoon.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, you're not. You've destroyed the gossamer web of a gay romantic mood.
Oh, Phil, come over here and sit down with me again, huh?
Well, all right.
Now, let's see. Where were we?
You were telling me how beautiful I am.
Honey, do you remember the little poems you used to make up when we were first married?
Yeah. They were kind of cute, weren't they?
Say the one about Snookums.
Oh, no. No, honey, not now. That one was too silly.
No, it wasn't, Phil. It was the best one you ever wrote.
It was not.
Oh, yes, it was. Say it for me now, huh?
You don't hear?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Snookums by Phil Harris. Snookums loves his baby, Itchy Kitsy Coo. Snookums don't mean maybe. Gitchy, gitchy, goo. Oh, you'll take care of daddykins, and I'll take care of mummykins, and if we get a pain or ache, we'll rub each other's tummykins.
Well, you know, that's the most beautiful poem I ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Nick Kenny would give his soul to have written that.
Honey.
Yeah, baby.
Get a little closer, huh?
You dove, you. You pretty thing, you. You know, baby, I... Oh. Oh, there's the door again. I'll get it this time.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Harris. It's me, Chicken Snyder.
Yeah, Chicken. Uh-huh. Yeah. You don't want to come in, do you?
Well, now that you've insisted, well, thank you. I'd like to talk over a little business. Howdy, Miss Fay. Have a cigar?
No, thanks. No, thanks, Chicken. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been lining up some publicity for your band. I figured to get them into one of the big hotels here in town.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, now you got your choice of the Starlight Roof, the Astor Roof, or the Biltmore Roof.
Well, gee, that's great, but how come they're all roofs?
Well, it seems there's nobody in New York who booked your band into a closed room.
You must have heard about Chicago.
Why? Hey, Chicken, as a California newspaper man, tell me, what do you think about the big city?
Oh, it's just fine. The only thing is, I can't understand the newspapers here.
What do you mean?
Well, now, yesterday I got the Daily News, and it said on the front page, Axe Maniac Chops Up Family in Bronx. Then I looked up the same story in the World Telegram, and it said, Bronx murderer takes 5 victims. After that, I looked it up in the New York Times.
What did it say?
Slight disturbance reported uptown. Well, I got to be getting along now. I'll see you later, Mr. Harry.
Goodbye, Chicken.
Afternoon, Miss Fay.
Oh, man. What a honeymoon this is turning out to be. I wonder if Tommy Manville has this trouble.
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh.
The telephone this time. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello. I didn't think you were getting in till tomorrow. You can't? Why, of course, it's no trouble at all. All right, goodbye.
Hey, who was that?
My mother. She's downstairs.
Your mother?
Yeah, she can't get a room, and I told her she could have your bed.
You told her what?
You heard me.
Well, don't just stand there, honey. Open that dresser drawer.
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat. And that ain't him. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree. Somewhere up in one of them saplings, possum's laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying, possum on a limb. He done hit in one of my saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, Pete, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it, oh, beyond the two to holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. Possum 8-5, starry eyes, six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings. Possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens. Now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam. He'll go good with candy yams. Doggone tootin', sure as I'm shooting, possum falling for me. Get a goin', Pete, gotta run, get my gun and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. The possum ain't spied, sorry I died. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings, possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens, now I'll cook his goose. Old possum know he in a jam, he'll go good with candy yam. Doggone tootin', sure as I'm shooting, possum falling for me.
That possum done eat his fill. Now Phil gonna eat his possum.
Doggone tootin', sure as I'm shooting, possum falling for me.
Bodily exercise is important, and authorities agree it's just as important to exercise your scalp. The best way is by massage. The Fitch Company announces the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination for a limited time in the United States only at a tremendous saving to you. It's the famous scalp massage brush combination containing a rubber scalp massage brush scientifically designed with 86 flexible fingers to stimulate the blood supply. Combination also includes a 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's new Quin Oil Hair Tonic. Not sticky, not greasy. It's blended from 5 essential oils to keep hair well-groomed. Also, a 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Use the massage brush with Fitch's shampoo for a reconditioning treatment that leaves your scalp invigorated, your hair clean and dandruff-free. Between shampoos, use the brush for a vigorous scalp massage. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo completely removes dandruff at the first application under a money-back guarantee. This money-saving combination is available at drug counters in a convenient carry-home package. A $1.60 value, only 99 cents. Ask for Fitch's Scalp Massage Brush Combination.
Are you asleep yet, baby?
Not yet, Mommy.
Well, your daddy and I came in to say goodnight. We're going out for the evening.
Who's going to stay with us, Mommy?
Your grandma, Alice. She's right in the next room.
Yeah, she's in there marking her scratch sheet.
Fair.
Oh, Mommy, you're all dressed up. You look so beautiful and so young and so glamorous.
Well, thank you, Phyllis.
Well, what do you have to say to me?
Good night, Daddy.
Oh, good night.
Good night, baby.
Good night. Alice, what's gotten into Mommy and Daddy? They're acting so silly today.
Didn't you know? They're having a second honeymoon.
Oh, brother, how corny can you get?
They're going to have fun tonight. I heard Daddy say he was going to do the town.
Well, if I know old Hotshot, he won't do it any good.
Don't be too hard on him, Phyllis. He may not be bright, but he's all we have.
Good night, Alice.
Good night, Phyllis.
Phil, we've been standing here for 10 minutes. Can't you get a taxi?
I'll get one in a minute, honey. Hold still. Now, wait till I wave at him. Hey, taxi! Hey, taxi!
Phil, stop that. You can't flag down a taxi with a ham hock.
Oh, do I still have that? I thought I gave it back to Oscar of the Waldorf. Oh, here comes the cab now. Hey, taxi! Well, here we are. Let's get in.
Phil.
What's the matter?
On our first honeymoon, I got in first.
Oh, well, in them days, you were supporting me.
I still am.
Once more now.
I still am.
After you did. Say, driver. Driver, Daddykins and Mamakins would like to go to a certain little gypsy restaurant that holds a world of memories for us. You see, Snookum's there, and me, we're on our second honeymoon.
Oh, brother, 6 million people in New York, and I gotta pick up a drunk.
Hey, listen, bud, the name of the restaurant is the Bella Balalaika.
Oh, yeah. That's on 39 between Nutton and Lettenham.
No, driver, no. It's on 39th Street between Madison and Lexington.
That's what I said. Hey, why don't you foreigners learn the language before you come into the country?
Hey, now let me tell you something,
Phil,
driver.
Phil, let me speak to
you. Don't be silly.
Now, look, driver, you put this here hack to 39th Street and Madison Avenue or a porter's to the company. You got me, cabbie?
Just yes, Blondie.
Okay.
And to think this kid used to go out with a Yale man.
So funny.
Well, honey, here we are in our little gypsy restaurant. Gee whiz, just like that evening 6 years ago. But you know something, hon? I don't remember it being so crummy.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, look at the tablecloth. The dirt on it.
That's not dirt, it's atmosphere.
Well, don't look now, but some of the atmosphere is crawling.
Oh, don't you kill it.
Hey, but the same gypsy name is still on the menu. Bella Balalaika.
I think it has changed a little. Look, specialty of the house, matzo balls on a flaming sword.
Yeah, I guess Bella has a partner, huh?
Oh, remember, honey, when we were here before? The gypsy violinist came to our table and played O Cicogna just for us.
Yeah. Hey, there he is now in the same colorful gypsy costume. Hey, let's get him over here, will you? Hey, Maestro, would you come here a minute? Oh, look, honey, here he comes now.
Oh, Gypsy, would you play Orchichonia for us?
I'm sorry, madam. All I know is Love and Bloom.
Thank you.
Jack Benny, what are you doing here?
Quiet, Al. Here I'm known as Yasha Kabelski, Jr.
Hey, but Jackson, I don't understand.
It's really very simple, Phil. The regular violinist backed into a flaming sword, and the union sent me over.
Jack, you playing in a place like this?
Why not, Alice? After all, I don't open at the Roxy until Wednesday. Besides, I get 40 kopecks a week and all the smorgasbord I can eat. You know.
Smorgasbord in a gypsy restaurant?
Yeah, Bella has two partners now.
Hey, well, Jack, are you sure that you can't play Ochechonia for us? We'd love to have it.
Listen, Phil, me playing Ochechonia would be like Molotov singing "There'll Always Be an England."
But, Jackson, look, we
can
just...
I tell you something? I wish we'd have had this room to do our broadcast.
Will you let me get on? I'd do a story, you know.
Oh,
You don't mind, do you?
No.
I don't do it on your show.
You know.
Go ahead. Look, Jack, I want Ochechonia, and I'll give you... if you'll play it for me, I'll give you a dollar tip.
Well, that's different, Phil. For a dollar tip, I put a string on Molotov and play him.
Well, look... Jackson, here's the dollar.
Just drop it in here, Phil.
Okay.
Kind of secret. I'm making for to shout it to every daffodil and tell the world about it. In fact, I think I will. If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. With moons all around and cows jumping over, there's something amiss and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love. On top of William Tell, with this I cannot grapple, because you're so adorable. If this isn't love, then winter is summer. If this isn't love, my heart needs a plumber. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows. I'm busting with bliss, and I'll kiss your hand if this isn't love.
Why did you bring me down here to the waterfront?
Well, honey, we're going out to the Statue of Liberty like we did on our first honeymoon.
But, honey, that was in the daytime. They won't let anyone out there this time of night.
Don't you worry. We'll get out there. Hey, look, maybe that old guy over there with that motorboat can help us.
But, Phil...
Wait a minute. Hey, Buster!
Oh, it's me, see you busting, huh? And what is it you'll be wanting?
Say, how about taking us out to the Statue of Liberty in your boat?
Oh, I'm sorry, mister, but I couldn't do that. The dear lady's closed for the evening.
I know, but Doc... Oh, come on, Doc. Look, I'll give you $10 to take us out.
I wouldn't take the life of you to Glacamora for $10.
But look, Pop...
Not if you were Bing Crosby, Barry Fitzgerald, and Pat O'Brien rolled into one.
Phil, let me talk to
you. Oh, don't be silly, honey. He's some kind of foreigner.
I say there, me bucko. Me and himself would like to see the statue. Would you be so good as to take the likes of us out in your put-put?
Well, now look who's here. If it ain't little Alice Faye, the Irish Betty Grable.
Now, come, me fine lad. You'll take us now, won't you?
Oh, of course I'll take you, Miss Faye, but... If you follow my advice, you'll leave this bog trotter on the shore. he has the look of a tinker about him.
But I've got to take him. He's after being me husband, you know.
He's after being an awful silly-looking jerk, too.
Now, you wait a minute.
Well, no matter. Step down in the boat and we'll be out there in a jiffy.
Well, we'll do that, and I'm thanking you from the bottom of me heart.
Tis a pleasure, Maroony.
I guess she must have picked up that accent in Rose of Washington Square. Boy, what a climb.
Yes, but here we are at the top of the statue. I never thought that guard at the bottom would let us in here.
I know, and if you hadn't made a picture with Al Jolson once, we'd have never gotten past him.
Phil, so where are you going?
Well, I'm going to climb up inside the arm of the statue, and I'm going to read those initials that I put there 6 years ago.
Phil, people can't go up there now. It's been condemned. Look at that sign. Unsafe.
Ah, that don't mean nothing. They just put that up there for the rubes. Hey, I'm going up. Hey, gee, it's narrow in here.
Please, please be careful.
Honey. Hey, honey, I'm up.
You see the initial?
No, but I just found Judge Crater. Oh, no, no, that's just a bulge in the elbow. Oh, honey, here are the initials. T-H, love, they, yeah.
All right, Phil, now come on down.
Okay. Hey, Alice. Alice, I'm stuck. Help, honey. Help, pull me out like you did last time.
I can't. This time you're stuck for sure.
How come?
Don't forget, since you got 2 shows, your head is swelled 8 inches.
Oh.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Almost everyone likes to do things the easy way, especially in maintaining hair health. That's why thousands are so enthusiastic about Fitch's Rubber Scalp Massage Brush. With its 86 flexible fingers, this handy massage brush provides a simple, more efficient way to stimulate scalp circulation. But it does even more, for when you use it with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, you actually have a reconditioning treatment that tones up your sluggish scalp, leaves your hair clean and dandruff-free. You get both the brush and Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination, available for a limited time only. This offer also includes Fitch's new Quin Oil Hair Tonic. Not sticky, not greasy. It's blended from 5 essential oils for perfect hair grooming. You get all 3 in the new Fitch Scalp Massage Brush combination. First, the scalp massage brush. Second, a generous 6-ounce bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo, guaranteed to remove dandruff. And third, a 6-ounce bottle of the new Fitch Quin Oil Hair Tonic. Regular $1.60 value in a convenient carry-home package, only 99 cents. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
You know, Phil, we had a lot of fun today, making believe we were on our second honeymoon.
Yeah, honey, it was cute. You know, but there's one thing that bothered me.
What was that?
Your mother really put off an
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.